I had a mastectomy, I had chemotherapy, I had radiation, I had the whole nine yards.
5 years ago, Susan Morelli experienced what many women fear, the discovery of a lump in her breast. Morelli considered herself a healthy person. She's a registered nurse and an Elmwood Avenue shop owner. She says there was no history of breast cancer in her family.
So I think it's super, super important for women to listen to their body. If they're not feeling right, they need to listen to their own inside and really, really take care of themselves and be proactive about their health. So I do a lot of that now.
But today, Morelli is healthy and a survivor. It is stories like hers that are duplicated over and over across the region. And unfortunately, in her own family, they're now dealing with similar cancer experiences.
I have two family members right now that are battling breast cancer, and I think that it is just so important for our community to really jump on board and support this, because so many people are being affected, and we all really need to, like, be there for each other.
Like Sue said, she's a perfect example. If you could see her and not just hear her voice, she is beautiful inside and out, and she is a true inspiration to all of us that this is the face of breast cancer, and it's a beautiful one.
Kelly Carvey is with the American Cancer Society. They're teaming with the Bills for tomorrow night's Believe event. The Cancer Society has already raised over $650,000 this year for the fight against breast cancer. Those funds will stay right here in this region to help local women. 1,300 women are expected to be diagnosed with breast cancer next year in Western New York. But Carvey says they are making strides both in prevention and treatments.
The survival rates have gone up by 35%, which is amazing. We're seeing now a lot of breast cancer incidents with women are really bumps in the road. They're, you know, those speed bumps in life that, as long as you stay on top of it, practice prevention, early detection.
Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say in heaven, love.
National recording artist Belinda Carlisle will headline a free outdoor concert for the Believe event tomorrow night in the Falls. Other celebrities will include members of the Buffalo Bills, like Garrison Sanborn. Tara is his wife.
Bills players have really taken hold of this Breast Cancer Awareness Month. They've attended all of the events that the Community Relations Department puts in front of them to help support such an important cause.
Sanborn says the players have truly embraced the cause. They're even willing to wear pink, the symbol of breast cancer awareness.
It's fantastic to see that there's no shame in their pink. There's no shame in their game of wearing the pink to support breast cancer awareness. And knowing that, you know what, it is more predominant in women, but it doesn't mean it escapes men. So I think it's important that they realize that as well. And it's, so far, it's very successful. I think you can see it on Sundays. The NFL really has taken hold in participating in this.
And Sanborn's teammate, Craig Urbick, will also be on hand for Believe. His wife, Emily, says, like so many, cancer also has touched their lives.
Everyone is connected to cancer. Both my grandparents passed away from cancer, not breast cancer, but for Craig to be involved, I think it's really important. It bonds us. It bonds me to the women's organization. It's my first year up here being part of the Women's Association, and I think it just brings you closer with everyone involved.
What is it like when you see the Bills players on the field with the pink, too?
I think it's awesome. I think men can wear pink.
And what does your husband say about it, and how is he helping to promote it?
He gets really excited. He's excited to attend the event next Friday on October 19th. It's both of our first times going, and we're just really excited to get involved.
Before that free concert begins at 5 o'clock at the Rainbow Bridge, a living ribbon will be formed. It will stretch over to the Canadian border, forming a pink ribbon. And then the Buffalo Bills will flip the switch to light up Niagara Falls in pink. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.